Lesson 2F. The School Run.
How dangerous is your journey to school? Perhaps you have to walk across a busy road or ride your bike in traffic. But in general, your journey is probably safe. For some children, it's very different.
1.
Banpo Elementary School in China is on a mountain. The path to school is very narrow and dangerous. The children have to walk in a line. When they meet somebody, they have to stand against the mountain while the person passes. For the parents, it is very worrying. Fortunately, the head teacher of the school walks with the children every morning.
2.
A group of children in Sumatra, Indonesia, have to cross a wide river every morning on their way to school. The bridge across the river is broken, so about 20 children have to walk across a rope. The rope is 10 meters above the water. After that, they have to walk 10 kilometers through the jungle. And of course, at the end of the school day, they have to do the same journey again on their way home.
3.
Students in Minh Hoa in Vietnam have to cross a river on their way to and from school every day. There are no bridges or boats, so the children swim. They put their books and clothes in large plastic bags so they do not get wet. The bags also help the children to stay safe in the water. The water is 20 meters deep. When they reach the other side, they take their dry clothes out of the bag and put them on.
4.
Near Bogota, the capital of Colombia, some children have to cross a large valley to get to school. At the bottom of the valley is the Rio Negro, a huge river. There is only one way to cross the valley, on a zip wire. That's a metal rope, 800 meters long, and 400 meters above the river. The journey is very fast. In fact, it only takes about 1 minute. Small children cannot travel across the valley alone, so their brother or sister puts them in a bag.